This is the second quarter 2013 issue of Reading Matters from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. We are open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400 or statewide toll-free 1-800-542-0866. Email address wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Our website is www.wtbbl.org. David Junius is your editor and reader. And Wattable is a program of the Washington State Library and the division of the Office of the Secretary of State. A message from the director. We've been busy getting books out to you and processing new and returned books. There is always something keeping us hopping, and this past quarter has been no different. Wattable hosted a wonderful volunteer appreciation event on April 18th. More than 60 people attended and enjoyed a talk by local mystery writer Kevin O'Brien. On April 26th, three Wattable staff presented on library services to the underserved at a joint conference of the Washington and Oregon Library Associations. El Día de los Niños, El Día de los Libros, Children's Day, Book Day, is an annual celebration of children, families, and reading that culminates on April 30th. Wattable participated for the second year and mailed Braille and large print materials to kids and teens using our service. The celebration emphasizes the importance of literacy for children of all linguistic and cultural backgrounds. Our ninth 10-squared high tea for Wattable patrons over 100 years of age was held the Saturday before Mother's Day and was truly a memorable event. Of the 63 centenarians actively borrowing books, including a 110-year-old, we had 30 new inductees in the club, and three centenarians attended the event with their families and friends. If you borrow Braille, you may have gotten a call from us asking about your Braille habits, the ease and method of Braille reading, and your ideas for future use of Braille in library collections. Thank you for participating, as your feedback and ideas will help Wattable keep moving forward and initiating and sharing ideas with the National Library Service, NLS. We know many of you are very excited about downloading and reading talking books on your iPhone, iPad, or Android phone, and I'm happy to say that NLS is continuing to move forward with this mode of accessing your books. I'm sure there is much more to come, and we always look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy this issue of Reading Matters, and enjoy your summer. All the best, Danielle. Notes and announcements. I have a passion for gardening. If you are also a gardener and live on the wet side of the state, you no doubt know that this spring's constant rain and cool temperatures have been hard on the seedlings that are struggling to establish themselves. We have a lovely garden at the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Its flowers and vegetables are novels, mysteries, poetry, nonfiction, and other varieties that enrich our lives. Our staff and volunteers tend this garden with care so that for all patrons there is a right book for the right person at the right time. Happy summer, Rand Simmons, Washington State Librarian. Summer Workers at Wattable by Sally Jo Hagen. Summer at Wattable means we are proud to be participating again in two youth employment programs. Youth Employment Solutions, YES, is a joint program of the Washington State School for the Blind, WSSB, and the Washington State Department of Services for the Blind, DSB. Students from the WSSB move into a University of Washington sorority house for 6 weeks to learn job skills and independent living skills. The Seattle Youth Employment Program, SYEP, is a City of Seattle program that places young people in 7-week paid internships to develop work readiness. Having our summertime help will allow Wattable's shipping staff to spend more time making our services even better. Technology at the Library by Yura Jawalski. This quarter's Technology at the Library will focus on the audio and Braille books that are available for Wattable patrons. If you have any questions about the following tips or want more information, feel free to call the library at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866 or visit our new downloading page at www.wtbbl.org/downloadbooks. That's DONLOADBOOKS. There are three sites for our downloadable material, BARD, which stands for Braille and Audio Reading Downloads, Wattable locally produced audiobooks, and Wattable Braille books. You can also find all books on all of the sites using the Wattable catalog, http://webopac, that's webopac.klas.com/WTBBL, and can download the audio formats directly from the catalog by selecting the link associated with the Document Link field. Books on BARD will start with DB for digital books and BR or BRC for Braille books. Wattable downloadable audiobooks start with DBW, and Wattable downloadable Braille books start with BRW. The link in the Document Link field will either start the download or take you to the login page. BARD Tips. To log into BARD, bard.loc.gov, to download one of the thousands of audiobooks or Braille titles available, you will need your email address and a password. To sign up for an account, fill out the application at https://nlsbard, that's nlsbard.loc.gov/nls/application-instructions.html, that's applicationinstructions.html. Once you have access to a BARD account, the following tips will help you to find titles you want to download and change settings to your account. Tip 1. Searching for books. Throughout this section, I will use James Patterson's Alex Cross series as my example. When you know a part of the book title or the author's name, use the Search the Collection text box to enter your search keywords, and use quotation marks around your search topic to limit the results. Example, if I am looking for the first book in James Patterson's series, I would enter Along Came a Spider, or even Came a Spider, in quotes, and BARD would pull up the audiobook and Braille version of that book. I could also enter Patterson, comma, James, last name, first name, in quotes, to see all of Patterson's books. Finding books in a series. Now that I have found Patterson's first book, you may want to see what else we have in the Alex Cross series. If you select the link for the book title, in this situation, Along Came a Spider, DB35894, you will reach the title page, a summary listing, for this book. On this page, you will find a link called Alex Cross Series, which will take you to a list of all the books on BARD in this series. The series field also tells you that this book is Volume 1 in the series. Finding books by the same author. Also on the title page, you can click on the link for the author's name, Patterson, James, and receive a list of all of the other books by Patterson on BARD. Add to my wish list. Another great feature found on the title page is the Add to my wish list link, which will add Along Came a Spider, DB35894, to a wish list where you can track books you want to download in the future. To see what books are on your wish list, you can go to the BARD main page and look under Settings. Tip 2. Additional links on BARD main page. There are several items on the BARD main page that may make your searching faster and help to manage your account. The Additional Links section is a heading at the bottom of the main page. Here you will find links to My Wish List, My Previous Downloads, Update Account Settings, NLS Catalog, Braille Book Review, Talking Book Topics, Latest DTBM, that's Digital Talking Book Machine, Firmware and Installation Instructions, and Help. To learn more about what each of these links does, please visit our new downloads page at www.wtbbl.org/downloadbooks. That's DOWNLOADBOOKS. Wattable Local Audiobook Tips. To log into the Wattable Local Book site at www.wtbbl.org/login/login.aspx, you will need a Wattable username and password, which is different from your BARD login credentials. If you have already signed up for BARD, you should have received information on how to access these books. This is the same username and password used to log into the Wotabl online catalog. Downloading Wotabl's local books uses the same procedure as Bard. On this page, you will also find recently added books at the top, as well as a search box to find specific titles within all uploaded books. Summer Reading by Mandy Gonson. The Wotabl Summer Reading Program is in full swing. Our 8-week by-mail program offers kids and teens the opportunity to track their minutes or number of books read and receive weekly packets full of reading ideas, activities, recipes, fun websites, and crafts. This year, our themes are Dig into Reading for preschool through grade 6 and Beneath the Surface for grades 6 to 12. It's not too late to register. Just visit http://www.wtbbl.org/summer-reading. That's summer-reading.aspx. Or contact Mandy Gonson at 206-615-1253. This summer, Wotabl will also be hosting Sensory Story Times, a new program specifically designed for children ages 3 to 6 with visual impairments. The half-hour story times feature stories and songs, along with tactile, sound, and other sensory elements and activities to engage young children in reading. Open to everyone, this program will be offered at the following dates and times. Thursday, July 11th at 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 16th at 10 a.m. Thursday, August 8th at 2 p.m. and Tuesday, August 13th at 10 a.m. For our middle and high school students, we'll be hosting an online book club throughout the summer with opportunities to talk about series and popular titles with other teens and hear about new books from the Youth Services Librarian. More information will be available on the Wotabl Youth Services webpage, or contact Mandy Gonson at 206-615-1253 or at mandy.gonsen, that's Mandy Gonson, at sos.wa.gov to participate. Updates. NLS Audio Magazines now on digital cartridge. In the spring of 2013, NLS launched its transition of the magazine program from analog cassettes to digital cartridges. Going forward, all NLS-produced magazines will be circulated on digital cartridge, and we hope you will enjoy the enhanced sound quality and navigation capabilities. As with books on digital cartridge, the magazines need to be returned. The cartridge loan period for weekly publications is 1 week after you receive them. The cartridge loan period for monthly, bi-monthly, and quarterly publications is 1 month after you receive them. Please treat magazine cartridges the same as book cartridges. Read your publications, return the cartridge to the red container, flip the mailing card on the container, and place it with your outgoing mail. The timely reading and returning of magazine cartridges will help NLS continue to provide the high-quality audio magazine program you have enjoyed. In some cases, you may receive a magazine cartridge that has more than one magazine on it. The NLS Digital Talking Book Player is equipped with a bookshelf feature to assist you in navigating your digital cartridge. To activate the bookshelf feature, press and hold the green Play Stop button on your player until you hear a beep. Complete audio instructions for using the bookshelf feature are included on all cartridges that contain more than one magazine issue. Keep in mind that any magazine cartridge that has a monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly publication on it, even if it also has a weekly publication on it, will have a loan period of 1 month after you receive it. Enjoy your audio magazines, and please remember to return them. The next Brown Bag Book Club will be held at Wotabl on Thursday, September 5th at noon. The book we will be discussing is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. This classic is available as Braille Book BR12173, Large Print Book LP6845, Digital Book DB25835, and Cassette Book RC25835, and in Spanish, RC25706. Nearly 200 years after its publication, the story of scientist Victor Frankenstein, harried by his monstrous creation, still stands as one of fiction's most thoughtful and frightening considerations of man's relationship with the natural world and what can go wrong when ambition outstrips understanding. To attend the meeting by phone, call 1-800-920-7487 and enter code number 392-58344 #. Questions? Call David at 800-542-0866. Librarian Picks, Adult Services Librarian Picks by Herrick Heitman. NLS often records new books that are set in the Pacific Northwest. Here are a few recent titles. Audio Fiction, DB75209, Dream Lake, number 3 in the Friday Harbor Romances, by Lisa Kleypas. Friday Harbor contractor Alex Nolan is remodeling Zoe Hoffman's cottage to accommodate her grandmother who has dementia, but a friendly ghost searching for his past love haunts Alex. Companion to Rain Shadow Road, DB74252. Some Strong Language and Some Explicit Descriptions of Sex, 2012. Audio Adult Nonfiction, DB74915. The Bitter Waters of Medicine Creek, A Tragic Clash Between White and Native America, by Richard Kluger. Pulitzer Prize winner chronicles the relationship between indigenous tribes and white settlers in 1850s Washington Territory. Examines the role of the first governor, Isaac Stevens, and the treaties, revolts, and massacres that led to the hanging of Nisqually leader Leschi in 1858. Discusses Leschi's 2004 exoneration, 2011. Braille Fiction, BR19392, A Turn in the Road, number 8, in the Blossom Street Novels series by Debbie McComber. Beth Ann from A Good Yarn, BR16187, and her daughter join Beth Ann's former mother-in-law Ruth on a cross-country road trip to Florida. Ruth heads for her 50th high school reunion while Beth Ann considers her ex-husband's wish to reunite. Along the way, Beth Ann falls in love. 2011. Youth Services Librarian Picks by Mandy Gonson. The long days of summer offer endless possibilities for exploring new places and activities. Read a story this summer about ordinary kids and teens who have big plans and face extraordinary situations. More authors and titles are available by contacting Mandy Gonson, Youth Services Librarian, at mandy.gonson, that's M-A-N-D-Y, .G-O-N-N-S-E-N, at sos.wa.gov. DBW8470, Yuko-chan and the Daruma Doll, The Adventures of a Blind Japanese Girl Who Saves Her Village, by Sunny Seki. Yuko-chan does amazing things like interrupting a late-night theft at the temple to traversing a treacherous mountain pass to deliver food to neighbors. She creates the famous Daruma Doll and saves her village from the ravages of a volcanic disaster. Kindergarten to Grade 3, 2012. DBW8438, Silhouetted by the Blue, by Tracy L. Jones. After the death of her mother in an automobile accident, 7th grader Serena, who has been given the lead role in her middle school play, is left to handle the day-to-day challenges of caring for herself and her younger brother when their father cannot pull himself out of his depression. For grades 6 to 9, 2011. BR19614 and DBW8312, Will Grayson, Will Grayson, by John Green and David Levitan. Two Chicago teen boys, one gay and one straight, meet accidentally and discover that they share the same name. One of them begins to date the other's best friend, Tiny. Then Tiny produces a musical extravaganza about their lives. For senior high and older readers, Stonewall Honor, 2010. If you haven't received Wotabl's 2012 annual report, please contact us and ask for a copy. The annual report is our opportunity to tell you and all of our donors how your gifts are truly making a difference in our patrons' lives. You will hear from patrons whose ability to read has been restored through Wotabl and what that means to them. Parents tell us about their children who are enjoying the gift of reading since they learned about Wotabl. You will see the results from the extensive outreach programs Wotabl instituted this past year, including traveling to schools to meet with teachers and training public librarians to help our patrons download books and use assistive technology. Also, our Patron Advisory Council, volunteers, and staff will tell you about what the library means to them and the joy they get from serving you. Most importantly, much of what is achieved each year is greatly enhanced by the more than 1,200 donors who contribute to Wotabl. Thank you for your generosity and your caring. For posters and other outreach materials to be sent to you to help spread the word about Wotabl, please contact us at 800-542-0866. Volunteer Spotlight on Richard Berendt. I've been volunteering with Wotabl's Evergreen Radio Reading Service, ERRS, since March 2007. I currently record the Friday Seattle Times, which airs at noon and 6 p.m. A native of Tacoma and Vancouver, I moved to Seattle to go to the University of Washington, where I earned a bachelor's degree in communications. I worked a variety of jobs in roofing, insurance, and state politics, then returned to the UW and earned a master's of public administration. For nearly 20 years, I have worked in economic development. I was honored earlier this year to receive the Department of Commerce Gold Medal, along with several of my colleagues, for driving global competitiveness through public-private partnerships in regions throughout the U.S. My wife Erin and I have two sons, Max and Zan. Wotabl is the perfect volunteer opportunity. I love journalism, and I love contributing to the excellent work Wotabl does. When selecting stories to read on the air, I focus both on reading articles that would be of interest to our listeners, but also simply sharing good, thought-provoking journalism. Have a listen at wtbbl.org/ERRS.ASPX. Listen to Wotabl's local ERRS programs. Seattle Times, Monday through Friday, noon and 6 p.m. Shopping News, Drug and Department Store Ads, Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. Grocery Cart, Western Washington Grocery Stores, Thursday at 11 a.m. and Saturday at 7 a.m. Eastern Bargains, Eastern Washington Grocery Stores, Thursday at 5 p.m., Friday at 2 p.m. TV Times, TV Schedules and Articles, Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m. Sports Clips, Local and National Sports Stories, Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 4 a.m., Monday at 3 a.m. Thanking Our Donors by Carlene Jackson. You gave big. On May 15th, Wotabl participated for the second year in the Give Big 24-Hour Fundraising Blitz. The Seattle Foundation independently raised $800,000 from corporate sponsors to provide a matching fund for more than 1,500 charities. Wotabl donors really came through for us in Give Big this year. More than 60 donors, three-fourths of them new, contributed $4,725. This is a 269% increase over our results in 2012, both in funds raised and in number of donors giving. This qualified us for a matching gift from the Seattle Foundation that put us over the $5,000 mark. Thanks to all of you who went online to make a gift, and a huge thanks to David Junius, Wotabl's outreach manager, who spearheaded this year's effort. Apple picking. Wotabl was proud to win a $250 grant from the Inland Northwest Community Foundation, INWCF, in their May You Pick for Charity contest. Wotabl supporters went to a website and placed cartoon apples in a basket over a month's time and put 108% more apples in our basket than in the competitors. The Apples of Our Eyes photo on the back cover of this newsletter was from the online thanks we gave. Your Will. Just a reminder to think about a gift to Wotabl when you are making or revising your will. Since 2008, Wotabl has benefited from almost $500,000 in bequests. Those funds have been placed in our endowments that fund the outreach that has been so successful in reaching out to new patrons. Every bequest received helps us improve and expand Wotabl services. Please contact me at carlene.jackson, that's carlene.jackson, at sos.wa.gov, or at 360-902-4126 if you have questions about how to include Wotabl in your will. Have a great summer. And on the back page, there is a picture entitled Wotabl Patrons and Friends Are the Apples of Our Eyes, about a dozen of Wotabl's staff holding apples and holding up a sign saying thanks for making us a successful contestant on the You Pick for Charity campaign. This is the end of the recording.